At a recent community gathering in Columbus, hundreds of people are milling about making small talk. Robin Hilber is standing outside, folding a stack of green shirts. Each sports the phrase, lead the way with pre-K.
So we have buttons that also have the same logo on them, lead the way with pre-K. And then we also have business cards that we've got printed up.
Hilber is a volunteer with Pre-K for All, a community group working to promote the passage of a referendum on this November's ballot. The Bartholomew Consolidated School Corporation is asking voters to raise their property taxes to fund pre-K for approximately 450 low-income four-year-olds living in the district. The tax would bring in about $12.6 million to fund scholarships and allow the county's existing public pre-K program, Busy Bees Academy, to continue operating and even expand. Residents have heard this ask before. In 2012, they said no. That's why Hilber and others are putting up yard signs, canvassing neighborhoods, and attending community events to get the word out.
We weren't quite as vocal, so we've decided to go out there and really inform people of the issue.
Besides increased community support, BCSC Superintendent John Quick says there's something else that's changed this time around. In 2012, state law didn't allow ballot language to include any description of how the money would be used. State legislators have since tweaked the language. And Quick says that's making it easier for voters to understand the purpose of the referendum.
That was a difficult communication piece in an election that had a governor's race, a president's race, you know, local reps race. You know, it was difficult to get that message out.
That wasn't the issue. It just lost for the actual, you know, reason that it lost, that people didn't support it.
That's Lisa Deaton, a Columbus resident and mother of five. She voted against the referendum in 2012 and says she plans to do so again this year. She says there are plenty of reasons, ballot language aside. First of all, in addition to Busy Bees, Bartholomew County has a number of private and faith-based pre-K programs. Together, they serve about 400 of the 900 children that enter school each year.
We have 80% of the possible student body that would want to be interested in this pre-kinder type program are already being serviced through other facilities. Why would we start a whole new program through the school system?
But Pre-K for All Committee Chair Hutch Shoemaker says not all families can afford private education. Half of the current student population at BCSC qualifies for free and reduced price lunch, and Shoemaker says they need help.
We wish BCSC didn't have to take a look at this, but it's those 50% of the kids that or their parents aren't able to afford to send them to private. Those are the ones we need to look out for.
Some opponents also question whether pre-K is actually necessary. Superintendent Quick quashes that with a simple tagline.
Four is the new five. Pre-K is what kindergarten was a generation ago.
He says expectations for what students should learn in kindergarten, and each subsequent grade for that matter, are higher. And to keep kids going down the path to success in higher education and the workforce, the public has to make its investment early. But Lisa Deaton questions why the public needs to make the investment. She says parents are best situated to get their kids started.
Every moment that you have with your child is a teaching opportunity. It doesn't have to be a classroom.
Back at the community event, Robin Hilber reminds people the proposed program will not be mandatory. Parents from eligible families get to choose whether to send their children.
For those parents who may be working two or three jobs just to make ends meet and don't have the time to spend with their children, we want to give them that option.
Columbus isn't the only community struggling with how to pay for pre-K. There's discussion in Indianapolis about where money will come from for Mayor Greg Ballard's plan. Counties in the state's pre-K pilot program continue to search for funds to match the state's contributions. On the state level, Governor Mike Pence recently pulled Indiana's application for a federal pre-K grant, indicating his desire to keep local control. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.